From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned the European Union Friday that if it continues threatening his country, he will open his gates for hundreds of thousands of migrants to flood into EU countries. Speaking at a Congress on Women's Justice Friday, Erdogan reacted to a non-binding resolution approved by the European Parliament Thursday, demanding that the bloc freeze membership negotiations with Turkey over the government's heavy-handed crackdown following the failed military coup in July. EU lawmakers called on Thursday for a temporary halt to EU membership talks with Turkey because of Ankara's disproportionate reaction to July's failed coup. Although EU governments are unlikely to heed, members of the European Parliament voted 479-37 in favor of a non-binding motion urging the European Commission and national governments to institute what lawmakers acknowledge would be a largely symbolic freeze in negotiations. Afghan officials say at least 5 people were killed, 27 others wounded in a series of explosions Friday in the eastern Nangarhar Afghan province. Local officials told VOA the explosions were from improvised explosive devices. They said 2 police officers and some children were among the casualties in the provincial capital. A provincial government spokesman said the governor has promised to take the issue seriously and launch an investigation. At least 31 people died in a train collision in Iran Friday, and more than 70 people were taken to hospitals after the crash in the north-central province of Semnan. Iranian state television showed footage of 4 derailed carriages with 2 of them on fire. This is VOA News. Police in southern France are looking for an armed man who killed a woman at a retirement home for missionaries. About 60 residents were brought out to safety as police continued to search for him. There were no indications that this was an act of terrorism. The man was wearing a mask carrying a sawed-off shotgun when he burst into the home, which houses around 70 men and women who have served as missionaries in Africa. France is on heightened alert and has been under a state of emergency since a wave of Islamist attacks last year. Suspects arrested last weekend in France under anti-terrorism measures have been planning to launch attacks on December 1st at important and landmark sites in and around Paris. Even before some Americans had finished with their Thanksgiving Day meals, people were lining up, some even camping outside of stores, ready to take advantage of Black Friday shopping deals. Reporter Safad Kim was at a mall in New York.
For some, Black Friday shopping has become an event worth documenting. For others, it's a tradition.
My best friend and I go every year.
And yet for many others, this is the first and last time they will do this. The experience just too aggressive and chaotic for their liking.
It was just a lot of shopping, a lot of pushing.
I think it's too crowded.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Would you do it again?
I doubt it. I think I'm going to go online and do it.
Black Friday now starts a 4-day shopping weekend that includes small businesses on Saturday and Sunday, where shoppers are urged to make purchases of locally owned businesses, and Cyber Monday, the biggest internet shopping day of the year. Israeli firefighters Friday continue to focus on a blaze that spread across Haifa, the country's 3rd largest city, forced tens of thousands of people to leave their homes, but continued to battle more than a dozen other fires around the country for the 4th day in a row. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes as police forces and firefighting units were still heavily deployed in the Haifa area for fear that the fire could be reignited because of the rare dry, windy weather. One woman describes what she returned when she came home.
My mother lives here, and yesterday, when we heard that there is a fire here, we went away. And about 12 and a half in the night, we came back and we saw all this mess, all the albums here, that the memory of my parents burnt out. And that's all.
And meteorologists predict the fires will continue to burn because of the dry conditions in the country. An American television legend is being mourned Friday. Florence Henderson, who played the beloved mom on the Brady Bunch TV series, died Thursday night at the age of 82. She starred on Broadway before appearing on the popular television show that featured a blended family. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.